Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, and this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, August 13th, if you can believe it. But I'm super happy to be with you all today. This is one of those days where I wish this was a video so I could show you what I'm looking at this morning. I'm on vacation here in Northwest Montana, Eureka, my hometown. And I'm looking out on a gorgeous lake, and we have a little buck that's just, you know, right out my window about, I don't know, a couple feet, just kind of snacking and looking at us. So I just wish I could show this scene to all of you for a little bit of peace I can share, but I can't, but I have sent pictures to those people that I do know. Tiff, I think I sent you a picture of the lake this morning, so I'm happy to be with all of you today, but I'm super happy to be here in Montana, too, so I love it here. All right, we don't have Nate quite yet this morning. I know he's having some reception issues. There's towers down and such, so he was driving to a different town to try to get reception. So we'll see if we get him, but we do have Tiff and Cindy, and I'm going to go ahead and say hi to them in just a second, but I do want to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. A lot of times we'll have a phone number or something like that that you're going to want to write down if you haven't done that already. And please press one on your phone. If you have any questions or comments or testimonials, we'd love to hear from you. Remember, for this call, we do need to keep it to horse stories with the horse unit and really behavioral and training type situations. So with that being said, we would love to hear, because as we know, there are a lot of things that leaves a lot of things that we can talk about. So press one on your phone if you want to share with us. All right, let's go ahead and say hi to Tiff. Hi, Tiff. Tiff, are you there? Nope. Cindy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. So we lost Tiff. There's been a lot of weather issues that we've had to deal with in just some, you know, whether Zoom calls or calls like this. So it's a challenging time. Certainly happened to us last night with a product presentation. So right in the middle of talking, you know, there was a thunderstorm and Marlise's, she just disappeared.
Oh,
so anyway, people are very, you know, tolerant and understanding, but, it can make it frustrating when you're trying to do a good job and just all of a sudden you disappear.
Yep, it's hard when we rely on, you know, electronics that can fail us.
Yeah, no kidding. But it's a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous day in Northern California. I got to say, I like it when the fog doesn't come in. Well, the fog's nice, too, but, you know, when it's a clear morning, it's just really, it's one of the good days here. And we haven't started fire season yet, so that's a whole good thing, too.
Yeah, you know, up here we get some fires. Most of them are just, you know, natural fires up in the, you know, from lightning and things like that. So far, they haven't had any this year. And sometimes it's pretty smoky here this time of year, but so far they've been lucky. So it's been a good year so far for fires everywhere. Yeah. All right. Tim,
hey, guys. Sorry,
on,
I'm here.
There you are.
Yeah.
Hi, Jess.
Hi. I just had to take another call quick, but in Western Colorado, Tiff Scott, there's a lot of fires around us right now, actually, so it's kind of scary, but we're doing just fine in our little area. Glenwood Springs has a pretty big one going on right now, and we're not far from there, so, but
oh, geez.
Anyway, we're still here, and we're tuned
in. Stay safe.
Yes, definitely. And as I was saying that, my husband just came and showed me something that the Columbia Gorge has got a big fire. So that's back home. But so I have not said anything about what fires have been, I guess.
All right. So when you have animals,
maybe,
it's like the trailer is ready to load.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then remember using Beamer to kind of help keep them calm when that stressful situation, you know, starts happening. So that Cindy, you might know, can you get some kind of help from that when they get stressed out from the smoke and the fires and the, you know, stress of everybody else around them? Have you used Beamer in that situation?
You know, I'll tell you, because we've had to evacuate the last 2 years with fires in Sonoma County. And fortunately, it wasn't hurt anything on my property, but it's still really stressful. But more stressful to us, because I'll tell you, the horses did not seem to react a lot. Because they weren't realizing that it's just over the ridge, you know. And so it was like food, or, you know, that was always the most important thing. But, you know, having to pack everybody into the trailer and things like that and be able to say, be nice and all that on a short order, being able to have the Beamer with us was very helpful. But I have to say that it wasn't that the horses weren't stressed out. It was more so us. And
so you got to get on the Beamer yourself.
Yeah, because you're going, where do I go? Where's safe?
Yeah.
So, when you have an evacuation center, usually they use the fairgrounds or something like that, that's a great place to be able to go. And if that unfortunately ever happens in your area, being able to take a Beamer for the horses that are there, that because they're totally in a new environment, and all kinds of new horses, that's a great place to be able to use the Beamer.
So. All right. So
that's a really good idea.
So far, yet,
I know.
Go ahead, Tiff. Yeah. Because you probably have had to deal with this too.
I know with our fires in our area the last few years, the smoke that gets into the air, we have an older retired guy, and he can have some issues breathing and respiratory kind of stuff. So the Beamer has definitely helped with that, to help just boost that immune system like it does, and help with, you know, those symptoms that he has had. I've obviously called my vet and had him come out as well, but it just helps with the medication that he administers, and just helps overall with all of that to just work effectively.
That's
you think
awesome.
About that, you know, the smoke in the air. But
absolutely. Yeah. All right. So it doesn't look
I have
like
a couple people
to chat with us yet. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Jess.
I have a couple people that are going to call in, but they haven't called in just yet, I don't think.
Okay, yeah, let me know when they get on. So far we haven't had anyone press one. And I don't see Nate on here, but I can just – I've been on vacation, but I've also been doing some Beamer stuff up here, of course, because my dad and I live here, and they're Beamer distributors, and I've got another distributor in the area. So I've been doing some presentations. I did kind of a big one on Tuesday, and I've been working with some horses, too. I was just working with these Morgans, and she does the carts driving. I mean, she's traveled all over the country doing them, so she's pretty big into it. And she had a young one. She's been training. I think she's only like 5, and she was with a really experienced one. But she got all caught up and about a week ago in the cart, and actually had her foot got into like a really small space. It couldn't get out, and tipped the cart over, and she was upside down, and it was kind of a traumatic thing. She's healing really well. And she's doing really well, but she's the problem she was having when I went and did the demo. She had like 5 or 6 people over, and I went to her place. It wasn't really talking about the injuries from the cart, because she's actually doing really well healing, but she is getting crazy annoyed being locked up in a stall. She's not dealing very well with it. She's a big Morgan. I don't think I've ever seen a Morgan this big. She's huge. Beautiful. Her name is Chrome. And she's just not happy being stuck in the stall. And so I was just kind of wondering how much we could help her and how much response we'd even see. And so I first went and we just did the program one just to see, because we were doing some other horses too, because people had brought other horses to do some demos on. And there was a lot of people around, and she was annoyed being in her stall, so I didn't really see those physical kind of reactions. But I left the Beamer with her for a couple days. And then she told me that that next day she tried to go to a two, just we wanted to see how she would respond to that. And she said that was, that had made the difference. It was just needed a little bit higher. All of a sudden she sent me some videos, and then I went out and watched her too. And she was just so high, and she was stomping in her stall, and she was just mad about being locked up. She could see all the other horses out. But she, her neck got really nice and soft. She didn't really do the full relaxation that we see, like, you know, the really the cock tip, but her eyes got soft, her ears got soft, really got soft. She relaxed, you know, in there. And they were really, really impressed. So that was a fun one to see. And we beamed quite a few horses that day. So it was really kind of a fun thing to see and watch all the different way the horses reacted, you know, from different owners and different places that they kind of hauled in. And, you know, and watch everyone's reaction, because it's always fun to watch people watch the horse respond to a beamer for the first time. So that was a really fun day for me. So I wanted to be able to share that one. So, Tiff, it sounded like you might have a story to share, too.
Yeah, I think Julie is on the line. She's a distributor on my team, and she just got back from a show. So I'm sure she has some stories to share. If you see her number by chance.
I've got a 712. Is that her?
Yes, that is her. She's on it. She always has great stories, so I would love to have her share if you don't mind.
Perfect. And it's Julie?
Julie Sly, yep. She just got back from the Wisconsin Palomino show.
Perfect. Hi, Julie.
Hi. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Julie. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, no, I just, I was out in Wisconsin for about 5-6 days, and one of the cool things that I did this time, and I haven't done it before, the cuffs. So I've always put the cuffs on my gelding, on his legs, his hocks, his pole. But then I was looking over some information from Beamer and how the cuffs were being used and how they connected them and laid them over the hip. Well, I always do the blanket in the morning, and then I thought before I went into my performance events, I thought I'm going to lay these cuffs over his hip and just do I think I did a 5 and a 10 minute round on him. And I had one of the best rides I've had all year. And then,
awesome.
So then I did it the next day. I ended up, I think out of 9 judges this weekend, I think I was first in the amateur Western Pleasure, 8 of those 9 times.
Oh, wow.
And I'm waiting to find out, but I think we ended up at the amateur all around, but they haven't posted that quite yet. But he was just, and in horsemanship and equitation, he was way more focused than he has ever been. So I don't know, because his rear end felt so good or what, but
yeah.
I just signed another distributor up yesterday. And was having, she's from North Dakota, and I was having a long conversation with her. She's into barrel horses and cow horses and stuff. And I said, you know, when you get your unit, I said, be sure and try this. Because I said, I even had a trainer comment on how tight my gelding trot had gotten since she had seen him last year. So I was really, really excited about that. You know, the one struggle I'm still having with Beamer, though, is trying to get the message out to the Western Pleasure discipline. Fortunately, I sent it to compliance, and I'm planning to attend the Color Breed Congress in Tulsa in November. And so I was pretty happy I got compliance for that, because I just, these people are missing out. Now, one of our friends sent their daughter to Oklahoma to the Youth World Show, and I had the trainer out of Iowa, Denton DeBurr. I had done a couple of his horses at a Lincoln show in early July. And so as they were getting this mare ready to go, she was being kind of a goof. They went to the Madness in Ohio and, you know, didn't have quite the best ride that they had hoped for. Well, he specifically asked for that Beamer thingy. So I have the version 2 set as well as version 3. So I sent the version 2 set down with them. And she ended up in the finals out of 78 head. And would have, according to the trainer and another very renowned top trainer in the nation was standing together as they watched the finals, she would have ended up in top 5, except when she backed, she reached over with her offhand and kind of poked on the rein. And so she was immediately disqualified. So that was kind of a bummer. But She had had the best ride on that mare that she'd had all year, and they had been using my version to use that down there. So, I just continue to be sort of amazed at the results, and I'm getting more people going, okay, what is this thing? And and I've got three people. I've sent information out now to three people that are in the Western discipline, and so I'm just hoping, you know, waiting kind of for them to capitalize on this. And one of them is into different therapies for horses. So, hopefully.
Oh, great. So, yeah, they should definitely be interested. See, and that's one of the cool things about Beamer is it might take a little while to get started, you know, but then once you have start people saying, what is that? And you have trainers going, let's try that thing that I've tried before and it worked. It'll start growing pretty fast and they'll start to kind of snowball and everyone will start hearing about it. Yeah,
that's exactly right. They can't ignore the results because the horses, I mean, they don't lie. They're so innocent, and a lot of times we can't tell exactly what's going on with them, but if they start to relax and do the natural state like they do, it just grows from there. I'm just amazed. Julie, you're doing such an exceptional job.
Oh, well, thanks. I said to one gal, I said, you know, I'm not into this, purse party, pampered stuff, you know, some of these other things that, you know, you order, you sell, whatever. I said, but this thing is just the cat's meow. I mean, I really, the research behind it, and that's with the gal in Ohio that I'm working on getting to buy one here too, said it's the research behind it that's just, you know, knocking it out of the park and separating it from a lot of the other things. Now, I had somebody in California contact me and said, and I was kind of disappointed because they were looking for one of the other devices, and they were convinced that that went to a deeper cellular level than Beamer. And I just was like, oh, I just beg to differ, you know, especially when how you can utilize those cuffs, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
And my question to that person would be, you know, show me the science, because if there is one that does, I'd want to know about it. So show me the science that says that.
Well, that particular product that you almost mentioned, you know, they use high intensities and much stronger frequencies. And again, it's a thing where I say that people, I think, make the mistake of saying horses are big, so they need more juice. And that is just not true. The horses are more sensitive than we are, and they don't need as much as we do. So,
and it's a quick response, right? Some of those other devices yield maybe a quick, an immediate maybe response, or they can at least visually see it. You can't see
that's the
what's
point.
Happening with
Beamer. Is they use much stronger frequencies and intensities because they want to show the skin jumping, and so that people say, "Oh, look, it's doing something."
Yeah.
And that's a paradigm shift that you have to say, you don't need to do that kind of almost shock therapy. What we're doing is at a cellular level. That stuff is working from the inside, from the outside in, and it doesn't have the systemic benefits that we do.
Yeah.
And that's what's hard to convince people, because their whole frame of reference is on something that you got to use for 30, 60, 90 minutes. And that's why I like having the video from the intervital microscopy video to go, look, this is five minutes. You can see the change right there. You don't need a longer time, and you don't need higher intensities. And, in fact, they have those kind of systems would have contraindications too.
Well, my mantra has kind of started to be, you know, be proactive with your horse instead of reactive. If you're proactive, you're not going to have the vet bills. You're not going to have some of these other, you know, you've got to fix. You've got to have a quick fix. So be proactive using the Beamer as being proactive.
Yeah, and some of those other things that would have a quick fix, as you would say, you don't know what some of the long-term effects of doing that are, because there is research on it, you know. So, you know, if you want to really be doing something that's good for your horse, as you said, you know, I like that term. Proactive is definitely a good approach. And with Beamer, it's always less is more. And that's where you have to spend some time trying to educate people, because it's 180 degrees different from what they have seen in the marketplace around them and what they've come to expect.
Yeah.
I have a quick story for that, if you guys don't mind. So
go ahead,
I had a client when I was at the Denver Stock Show. She's pretty well-renowned in the barrel horse industry, futurity world, and professional athlete world. Anyway, she owns another device, and I came to her trailer, and she was open to trying it because she's very open to anything, especially natural. And so I put the Beamer on her horse, and the first thing she noticed, because she actually, after I had put the Beamer on, she went to go do her other device that she typically does because that's her routine. And I came back the next day and I said, hey, you know, what did you notice? And she said, well, I was very impressed because after we did the Beamer, I put the other device on and it was soft in those areas that usually are problem areas. And I was that really piqued my interest. So instead of being as problem area as it would have been before. So she was very impressed by what the Beamer had done for her horse. And the other product just didn't work as effectively as it did before because of what Beamer had already done.
Well, the other thing that we tend to forget is we lump Beamer in with other PMFs. And other PMFs are only that. They have to have some extra bells and whistles or strength or whatever because they don't have our signal. No PMF out there has Beamer signal but Beamer, period. That makes it's not the same. You know, what we do in impacting circulation at the smallest vessel level is unparalleled. And when you talk about an area getting soft, that's because there's blood perfusion there. When you have a body worker or somebody that comes out and is trying to work on something, what they're trying to do is get blood into the area, oxygen into the tissue. Nothing else does what Beamer does.
Yeah, well, and this is why all those chiropractors and body workers and, you know, massage therapists, all that's why they love using Beamer, because then they can start out kind of ahead of the game. They don't have to spend so much time kind of with the warm-up part of it, and they could actually get into the, you know, deep part of what they actually want to do there. So it saves them a lot of, you know, time and effort, too. And then, you know, the horse gets more out of it, too. So
yeah, and it lasts longer, what they do.
Yeah.
You know,
and actually that's something that's about...
If Beamer's keeping the blood in the area for the next 12, 16 or more hours, then in any hands-on work that they do is going to last for a longer period of time than it would otherwise.
And that's actually something kind of on the human side. My sister's a massage therapist, and she has all of her, you know, clients on the Beamer, and that's something that she says a lot is not only what we talk about as far as, you know, they start out warmed up so her job's easier and the people get more out of it, but somebody who has a problem that might call her normally, you know, 3 days later and say, you know, it hurts again or whatever. It's more like over a week before they're calling her again and telling her, you know, I need to come back in. So she sees that longer effect as well, beyond just because, you know, what we know Beamer does and what she was able to do because Beamer started her out, you know, ahead of time. So that's, you know, true on the human side and the horse.
Yeah,
of course. Mm-hmm. And Julie has another really neat story. I don't know if she's still on or not, but
I was just gonna
talking about
tell her, but she just dropped off.
See
if she can call back in. I just lost her. Yeah, we'll see if she can call back in.
Something that I wanted. Yeah, I was gonna mention listening to Julie is because that tied into. I don't know if anyone was on the horse product presentation last night, the one that was a challenge. But we had a great testimonial from a reiner there who was talking about a mare that she had, and she seems to, you know, be up in the standings pretty well. And, you know, this is a mare that had, let's call them hormonal problems. She gets real marish certain times of the month, right? And we know that all the time. And Julie had mentioned that someone, you know, was talking about their mare, and you can't time competitions necessarily. I know we sometimes mess with cycles, let's put it that way, but you know, they were saying that they were considering even, you know, neutering the mare because of this and using Beamer to help balance the regulatory systems, balance the hormones. They did not have to do any of those more drastic measures to this mare and be able to her still calm and focused. So, you know, that's something for people to think about.
That's huge, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I was just talking to one when I did that horse presentation a couple days ago, and I was working with those Gorgons, one of the mares that brought in. She was beautiful. Little, her name is Emma, and she's 19, and they had gotten, they'd only had her a couple of years, but she has that similar problem. And she was, we were talking about how this may be able to help with her.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I can give her a call back and, yeah, even add some more
to
that.
Oh, definitely.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know something,
all right.
this is just entirely my, you know, talking about the Morgan mare who was not happy being cooped up. This is just me and I, you know, my observations, but I think, you know, when horses can't get out and move around as much, obviously their circulation's constricted, you know, and particularly when they have, you know, a leg issue that they're trying to recover from and they can't move, the circulation is really compromised. And I know that that's just going to make them not feel good. And so one of the advantages, it's kind of a downward spiral in that case. You know, they need better circulation to heal, but they can't get it because they can't move. And that's why a lot of times you see things on horses, you know, sores and things on their legs or down by their fetlock where they can't, you know, the wounds don't heal well. And so I think that Beamer has a really large role to play in that regard in helping. Remember that when the parasympathetic nervous system is engaged so that overall it's balanced, that is what enables the horse to be able to heal. If it's constantly in a stressed out mode and the sympathetic nervous system is what's engaged, they're not going to be able to, the body doesn't heal then, you know?
Right.
So I don't think that's too medical for us to talk about. But.
I mean, I don't think so. I think when we talk about that parasympathetic response and, you know, that affects all different parts of the, you know, body from digestion to healing to all of that. So I think that's definitely an important thing. And I know she was really excited because basically I've had it with her. I've just left it there with her all week except for a couple times when I had to do a couple other demos. And she's very excited to have it with her for the week. And I think she'll end up buying it. She's got so many horses and they do those, you know, they have to travel quite a bit because there isn't a lot of driving competitions right nearby. They usually have to go pretty far away. So they do have to travel a lot for those competitions.
Oh, yeah. So she should love it for the fact
that,
you know, the whole trailering.
Yep. Yeah. So we talked about all of that. So I think they're going to end up buying it. I just don't know. Especially after having it for this week and, you know, watching some of their horses respond, I think they'll end up getting one. And I think it can be an invaluable tool for them with all that they do. So, yeah. All right. We've got a couple more people. Let's see if we can get to them real quick. I know we're at the end of the half an hour here, but we've got area code 704. Area code 704, you're live on Block Talk. Hello, area code 704.
We got road noise.
Background, but I don't. I know. We'll try them again in a second, but I think we have here Jane here too. So hi, Jane. We've got a couple minutes for you.
Hey, just a quick story to reiterate how the Beamer can help mares when they're in that time that
marriage
they can be difficult.
State, yep.
So I had a vet with an eventer who was not real pleased because her mare was not in a good frame of mind before she was to show in the next couple of days. So he put the Beamer on her a couple times, but he also palpitated the ovaries, and he said there was a lot of pain there. She went off. She did the event. She literally said it was the best one. I'm sounding like Tiff and Julie now. She said it was the best event she had ever had on this mare, And after that, when he palpitated those ovaries, he said, Jane, 90% of that pain was gone.
Cool.
Now, could it have something to do with the fact that she was in a horse show and went galloping across cross-country obstacles? I don't know. I don't know that. But I do know 90% of that pain was removed after having the Beamer on her. So there's a story for your friends out there in Montana. And, boy, do I love that state. My family lived there for a while, and I'm so jealous you're out there.
Oh, I do, too. And it's home for me. I'm hoping to get back here, you know, in the near future. So. All right. Well,
gorgeous.
You know, thanks. I do. I love it. Thanks so much, Jane, for that. You know, those are, you know, they're going to have, they're just going to perform better. And when they get kind of, you know, marish like that, like we've been talking about, they, you know, we don't get the response from them. They can't focus. They're, you know, usually they don't perform very well. So if we can get them kind of out of that state
and
more relaxed,
with that.
We can. Yes, we can.
Yeah.
You know, there's physical responses to that, and there's also emotional and mental response to that. And so with Beamer, we can kind of help across the board with that. So definitely something to keep in mind for those people that that are questioning that. So, all right, we're at the end of our half an hour, and we filled that just perfectly with all of our callers. So thanks so much, ladies, for being on. Nate just couldn't quite make it. I know he was frustrated this morning and having a lot of trouble, so I wish him luck trying to get that all figured out. Any final words from let's start with Tiff.
I'm just so glad to be here again this week, you guys. It's so amazing what Beamer continues to do, and my team and everybody that I've gotten to know and meet through Beamer. I'm just excited to continue to keep sharing it, and I'm just grateful that I've gotten to know this product and all of you, and I look forward to seeing you all again next week.
Thanks so much, Tiff. And Cindy.
Okay, just one thing. If you haven't registered for the virtual convention coming up in September, do so, because we're working hard on there will be I think there's 6 or 7 different topics for the workshops on Friday. We'll do a little one on the horse Beamer. And this is going to be it's going to be just a really cool event to participate in. So I really encourage you, if you haven't done it yet, please sign up. I think it's $50, and it's going to be well spent. So we'll look forward to having a lot of people on the call.
Yeah, so Cindy, just a quick question to clarify, is that the workshops are for distributors only, right? But the convention
Correct.
Is open to everybody? That's right?
That's a question, Rainey. I don't think so. I think the convention is for distributors, you know?
Distributors,
so I don't know that
we're
counting on a couple of thousand distributors. It's not open, you know, for guests. So I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for that reminder, because like I said, guys, I've said on here before, I've never been disappointed by a Beamer event. So we've never done a virtual one, but I can only imagine they're putting a ton of work into making it really great for all of us. So, all right. Well, thanks everyone so much for calling in. And Julie, I know you're not on here, but, this is why we do this show, is we can all talk about how we've used it in different ways just to help each other. And, you know, Julie was saying how she had heard from someone that they did, you know, apply the Beamer in this certain way, and now she's gotten even better results. So this is why we do this, so we can all kind of learn and share from each other and just be able to use Beamer in a better way. So thanks, everyone, so much for all your contributions, and Cindy and Tiff for being on with me. I love doing this show with you guys. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday. Otherwise, we will talk to you all next Thursday, and I'm going to go get into the lake here, I think.
Go enjoy it, Rainey.
Have fun, yes.
All right. Thanks, you guys. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then,